This program is sponsored by Grace Women's Outreach.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You are treasured. You are sacred. You are His. You're beautiful.
Welcome to Beauty Out of Brokenness with Christine Trujillo. Christine journeyed through many years of hurt, pain, and brokenness. It's her desire to share her story, encourage others with it, and point them to the gospel message of Christ.
Hi, everyone. I am so glad to be here with you today in our series called Beauty Out of Brokenness. Today, I'll be reading one of my poems to you. God pressed upon my heart to share this poem called I Am Immutable. Now, that's a word we don't hear every day. In fact, I had never heard it until a few years ago. I was in a women's Bible study. It means unchanging over time or unable to be changed. And God is immutable, which is also an attribute or a characteristic of God. It seems like an old word to me. I guess it would have to be if that's what God is. But God's not old. He just is. Words can also change over time. Some words are old and some are new. The newer words or phrases can change from time to time. Sometimes they're different from generation to generation. I was telling a story to my children, my adult children, who were 29, 27, and 21 at the time. I was in the grocery store at the time, and I told them that there was a ruckus with some customers. My kid said, "That's not a word." I said, "It sure is." Well, they didn't believe me. So they looked it up, and then they laughed at me and said, "That's an old word." And I said, "Well, it's a word, right?" And I proved my point. On another occasion, my kids and I were on our way to church with one of my son's friends, and he said, "Do you like Thomas's new crib?" And I had no idea what he was talking about. All I could think of was the crib that I had for him when he was an infant. And then I said, "Oh, church?" Because we were on our way to church. And he said, "No, his new house." And I chuckled. And because I had no idea that this generation considered a crib a house. And they said, "That's what they say for a house these days." And then I thought to myself, and they think I don't know what I'm talking about. That's after I stopped laughing. At least I can actually find the words that I know in the dictionary with the correct definition. The last I remembered, a house was a house and a crib was a crib. And if I were to talk about technology, we can see how far that we've come as a society. For example, back in the day, they had to hand deliver messages by way of horseback. It could take several days to a week to deliver any kind of news from one place to another, whether it was a time of peace or war. We have the capability through our supercomputers that we carry in our pockets, called cell phones, to get a message anywhere in the world in a split second. And it's possible to find any information instantly. But those great conveniences also come with great drawbacks. Another example is we're changing in our physical beings. Well, we start out as a fetus and we continue to develop, mature, and grow from the time we're conceived until we're born. And it doesn't stop there. We get bigger, stronger, more intelligent. We are able to crawl, talk, and walk. We start becoming more independent and start school. We graduate. Some marry and become parents, and then grandparents. You see, if we don't mature and grow, we become stagnant. And I looked up the word stagnant. It means completely still, without motion. But that's impossible for us, for our designer intricately designed each one of us to grow and develop. And there is so much to learn, experience, and see that to stay the same is not reality. As children of God, we must be changing. At least, that's what God's Word says, Ephesians 4:23. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God. The word renew is to give fresh life or strength. I don't wish I could be 15 for the rest of my life. Puberty? No, thank you. Those were some pretty challenging years. Not only is it impossible, but I don't desire to go back in time and relive certain moments of my life. Although I had some great moments in my life as a wife and mother, I write in my book, I was lost in my past, which was leading me on a downward spiral. I worried so much about what my future might hold that I forgot to enjoy the gift of my family while I was living in the presence with them. I'm grateful for the incredible life that I was able to have with them. While they were growing up, I just forgot to take in each moment for what it was. The memories I have are treasured, and I will always have them. However, I have to remind myself sometimes to enjoy the here and now, because the time I have with them right now will only be for a fleeting moment, and then we will be in the next step of life that God has for us. And the moment we're in right now is far more precious than the one that has just passed. What's gone can never return, but only as a memory. So with that, I push forward for the prize at the end of the race. God has more for us than to get stuck in life. Now I'd like to share a poem with you that I wrote. It's called, I Am Immutable. Truth, grace, and wisdom are found only in me. I am immutable, and you can always count on me. I offer them in abundance throughout eternity. There is no hope, joy, or peace outside of me. You cannot count on the lying thief in his crafty schemes. All he has to offer is fruitless futility. Abba, Father, intricately hand-tailored every last detail of you. Make no mistake, his design is unmatched, second to none. He knew you from the beginning of time and had your path all mapped out. Then he said, now my work is all done. Oh, how much he loves you, the Father, Holy Spirit, and Son. No one or nothing can ever separate you from God's love. Romans 8:39. It is unending. There is no escape. No matter how hard you try, it can be seen in the landscape of a sunset or sunrise. Every step you take and every glance you make, there is no escape. It reaches far beyond the infinite sky. How fortunate you are, the Good Shepherd calls you his own. He's always close at hand and wants to wrap his arms around you and hold you in his clasp. Comforter understands your weakness as you waver to and fro. He's ready in a moment to take you in and keep you in his grasp. His love for you is as true as it can be. No amount of stain can keep you from the King. He is patient and kind, as his character will never change. The Lion of Judah's roar for you is fierce and mighty. Your warrior conquered sin and death and stands triumphantly on the mountain range. Now I want to go back to my poem and talk about the first stanza. I write, I am immutable. Well, I want to share a verse that relates to this because I don't want you to take my word for it, but I want you to see what God's word says about his immutability. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, and today and forever. I will start with that verse in the title of my poem, I Am Immutable. If God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, period, that means he doesn't change in his love, holiness, perfection, justice, or his righteousness. That means he's perfect in his love, justice, and righteousness, which means he loves us perfectly, regardless of our past or present circumstances. That's kind of hard to fathom, but that's what his word says, and we can take him at his word. He is perfect in everything he says and does. I read from the poem, his love for you is as true as can be. Well, Romans 8:39 tells us, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. I read in the poem, there's no escaping it. You can try to run from his love or hide from it, but there's no way around it. It's just who he is. Everything we see in all creation points us to him. And he did this for you and me. Every sunrise, sunset, mountain range, flower, and bird in the sky, your past or your present situation can't change his love for you. In some way, I can relate to this for my love for my kids. I will always love them no matter what. I may not like some of their choices or agree with them on some issues, but I will always love them. And God's love for us exceeds any example I can give. He loves us regardless of what we look like or how strong or weak we are. His love is perfect and unconditional. And at the end of the day, as my son would say, we can rest in him. Have a great week and thank you for listening.
To connect with Christine, purchase her book, You're Beautiful, or if you'd like her to visit your church for speaking engagement or book club, go to the website, gracewomensoutreach.org. Her goal is to reach women of all ages and backgrounds by going into community churches, women's organizations, and sharing her story. Thank you for listening to Beauty Out of Brokenness with Christine Trujillo.
This program was sponsored by Grace Women's Outreach.
Be sure to check out the podcast for this program on FamilyValuesRadio1010.com. To find it, just go to the website and click on the podcast link at the top of the page.